Good morning. Ako po si Manny Viloria ng Vilor.net and we're going to talk about profitable blogging made easy. Itong audio file po na ito ay partner audio file ng isang PDF document entitled also Profitable Blogging Made Easy. So, mahalaga po na makuha nyo yung PDF document na iyon para makita nyo yung maibang screenshots. Anyway, let's get on, no? So, this is your guide to creating your profitable blog with the help of Blogger.com. Ngayon, importante po na meron kayong Gmail account. Yan po yung isang service ng Google at since pinag-usap po natin dito ay yung Blogger.com which is part of Google. Kailangan po nyo magkaroon ng Gmail account. Nandun po sa PDF file yung link para makita nyo kung paano kumuha ng Gmail account. That is step number one. Tapos sa step number two, magla-login po kayo sa Blogger.com gamit ang inyong Gmail username and password kasi yun po ang inyong Google account. Pagka-login nyo, meron doon kayo makitang new blog button. I-click nyo po yun. Tapos lalabas po yung create a new blog window. Makita nyo po sa window na yun, meron title box, meron address box, at may template, sample templates. Now, for your first blog, sa title, siguro lagyan nyo po yung name nyo. So if your name is Juan de la Cruz, edi Juan de la Cruz. Tapos sa address, yan po yung magiging website address ng inyong blog. It ends in .blogspot.com. So, kung wala pa po nakakuha ng juandelacruz.blogspot.com, itatype nyo po sa address box yung Juan de la Cruz. Kung taken na po yun, sasabihin naman po sa screen na sorry that username is no longer available kasi taken na po na iba. Just choose another name. If you like, you can add numbers. Pero mas maganda po kung you can choose a name that's very simple. So, if you really like Juan de la Cruz, that's taken na po yung Juan de la Cruz, you can do something like Juan de la Cruz, Hong Kong, or Juan de la Cruz, California. Okay? Kung saan po kayo. Tapos, meron kayong makikitang sample templates. Yung nakapili po dyan by default ay yung dynamic views. Huwag po yun. I-click nyo po yung simple. Doon lang po tayo sa simple. Click on simple and then click on the button that says create blog. Tapos nun, you'll be shown a screen na meron dong your blog has been created. Katabi nun, meron start posting link. Naka-underline po yun. So, let's publish your first blog post. So, when you click on the start posting link found beside the sentence, your blog has been created, lalabas po yung isang window kung saan nyo pwedeng i-type yung blog post ninyo. In the post title, siguro type nyo lang para simple lang po kasi yung objective eh, matry lang po ang blogging. I-type nyo po yung my first blog post. Tapos sa ilalim po nun, meron kayong makita malaking rectangle about 1 inch below the post title. I-type nyo, it's so easy to create a blog here in blogger.com. O kahit na anong gusto nyo pong isulat dun, kahit na hi, hello, kahit na ano. Tapos makita nyo po yung publish button sa tabi ng inyong post title. Click on it. Ganun lang po kasimple. Congratulations, you now have a blog post in blogger.com or in blogspot.com. Pagka nakita nyo po yung window na yon, meron po kayong makitang link doon, yung my first blog post kasi nga yun po yung title ng sample blog post natin kanina, my first blog post. Pag nilagyan nyo yung mouse ay ibabaw nun, sa ilalim meron kayong makita na word na view. I-move nyo yung mouse to the word view, tapos i-click ninyo. Tapos makita nyo po ang inyong first blog post. Now, dun sa PDF file, meron po nung link that says, please check if it looks similar to, tapos meron nung sample, mannyvilor.blogspot.com link, no? Please check the PDF file. Para lang makita nyo kung magkamukha ba yung mga blog post natin. Okay. Next step, you have to publish your About Me page. So, if your name is Manny Viloria, about Manny Viloria. Okay. Ito po yung magiging money page niyo. Ito po yung pagkakakitaan ninyo. Dito po sa inyong About Me page, pag-uusapan nyo po ang inyong background. Short lang po, wag naman po nobela. Siguro one or two paragraphs. Ano po yung mga interests ninyo. At doon po sa PDF file, nandun po instructions kung paano mapublish yung inyong page. Ang pinagkaiba po ng blog page sa blog post ay, yung blog page, pwedeng mag-appear siya sa buong blog niyo. Sa kada webpage niyo nag-a-appear yung link to your about your name blog page. Samantalang yung blog post, kapag marami na po kayo na isulat na blog post, darating ang araw, yung mga nauna nyo nasulat, hindi na po makita sa first or front page ng inyong website. Kasi po napupush out na siya ng mga bagong blog post. Okay, so dun po sa PDF file, yung visitblogger.com, ang assumption po dito, nung ginagawa nyo po yung steps dun sa PDF file on Profitable Blogging Made Easy, gagawin nyo po yun in one sitting para tuloy-tuloy lang po. Tapos sa blogger.com, meron po kayo makitang downward pointing triangle. Makiklik nyo po yung pages at dun po sa PDF file, meron po dung sample screenshot ng sinasabi nating para sa pages. Okay, you'll click on the new page and then on blank page. Tapos, medyo kamukha rin ito ng blog post, no? Except na blog page ito, meron din page title box. So, you can type there about your name, about Juan de la Cruz, about Manny Villoria. And then again, in the large rectangle sa ilalim po niyan, i-type niyo po yung something about you. Ngayon dun po sa PDF file, meron po dong sample text which reads, for example, "Hi, I'm Manny Villoria from the Philippines." Ang tanong, dapat ba English ang itatype niyo doon? Hindi po. Kung gusto niyo pong magtagalog, magtagalog po kayo. Kung ano po ang feel ninyo. Kasi gusto niyo pong ma-attract yung mga readers na feel din ninyo. Kung gusto niyo ma-attract yung mga mahilig magbasa ng Tagalog at feel niyo rin magsulat in Tagalog, di magtagalog po kayo. Okay lang po yun. Ako po personally, for this example, ginamit ko po English. "Hi, I'm Manny Villoria from the Philippines. I'm an IT project manager who took up accounting in college." So may iba, medyo mabibird na doon, accounting tapos IT yung naging career, no? "When I'm not busy traveling, spending time with my kids, or watching movies, I use the internet to help people earn an extra income online." So yung purpose po nitong line na to, "to help people earn an extra income online," ay para ma-attract yung mga taong interesado na mag-earn ng extra income online. Okay? And then, makita niyo po yung orange publish button, click it, and mapapublish na po yung About Me page. Kaya lang, hindi pa po visible sa inyong blog yung inyong About Me page. Okay? So what you do to make it visible, dun po sa blogger screen, makita niyo po dun yung isang gray button na Don't Show. Katabi po ito ng Show Pages As. Show Pages As Don't Show. I-click niyo po yung Don't Show para lumabas yung mga choices. Among the choices are Top Tabs, Side. Piliin niyo po yung, i-click niyo po yung Top Tabs para mag-appear po sa ibabaw ng blog ninyo yung mga pages na ginawa nyo. Well, in this case, isa pa lang ang page. It's your About Me page. And then, click on the orange, the color orange na Save Arrangement button para ma-confirm mo na yun nga yung layout na gusto nyo po sa inyong blog. Okay? And what's going to happen is, yung About Your Name page, magkaroon ng clickable tab, no? So, pagka pinuntahan ng mga tao ang inyong blog, makita po nila yung About Juan de la Cruz or About Manny Villoria, for example. Doon pa lang sa front page ng blog nyo, kitang-kita na po yun. Doon po sa loob ng PDF file, makita nyo po yung sample screenshot kung nung maging itsura ng blog na merong About Me page na nasa itaas. So, ang tanong, where is the money page? Paano nga ba tayo kikita dito? Ngayon, doon sa PDF file, meron po akong nilagay na link sa isang sample About Me page sa mannyvilloria.blogspot.com, yung About Manny Villoria. At sa ilalim nung About Manny Villoria, yung IT ako, accounting, meron po doon mag-appear na special animated video na pinag-uusapan ang Supreme Wealth Alliance Ultimate Online Library of Ebooks. Ngayon, yung video na yan, meron po siyang advertisement sa loob. Meron doon mga buttons na click here for more information. Since nandun po yun sa Blogspot site ko, pag-click po yung button na yon, yung click here for more information, mapupunta yung mga viewers o yung mga readers dun po sa SWA Marketing System page ko po. Ngayon, kapag ka nag-join kayo sa SWA Ultimate under me or any other members of Team Manny Villoria, meaning my downlines, my crosslines, gagawin ko po kayo ng isang special customized animation video about SWA ultimate. So, ang mangyayari niyan, same video, kaya lang, pagka-clinic ng mga tao yung click here for more information button, mapupunta po sila sa marketing system pages that will promote your name. Your name, ha? And your SWA referral link. In other words, kapag nag-click na doon yung mga tao at pumasok sila sa loob ng marketing system na yon at bumili po sila ng access sa SWA Ultimate Online Library, kayo po yung magkakaroon ng credit for that. Kasi nga yung name nyo po at yung link nyo mag-appear doon. So, how does it work? Mag-vlog po kayo tungkol sa inyong buhay, tungkol sa inyong karanasan. Hindi panay business-business lang. Hindi panay SWA, hindi panay make money lang. Okay? Ngunit, sa ilalim ng kada blog post, that is not always about business. It could be about health. Napunta ba kayo sa ospital? Anong ginawa niya? It could be about career. How did you handle some issues in the workplace? It could be about investments. It could be about restaurants, movies. Kahit na anong produkto o service na kayo po mismo ay nakapag-experience nun, isi-share niyo po yun, no? Yan ang blog post. Yan ang kwentong buhay po ninyo. Sa ilalim po ng kada blog post, you will invite people to read your About Me page. Yun lang po. Ngayon, kung natuwa yung mga tao sa inyong blog post, kasi makuwento ka, people enjoy reading stories. Tapos noon, they come to the bottom part of your blog post, makita nila yung about your invitation for them to read your About Me page, ikiklik po nila yon, and then they land on your About Me page. And then what will they see in your About Me page? They will see yung mga short paragraph lang po tungkol sa inyo, and then they will see your SWA video. So they watch the video, tapos nun, if they like the advertisements, then they click on the click here for more information button, tapos mapapasok na po sila sa special video plus email marketing system. Gawa na po yun for you, especially if you're part of Team Manny Villoria. At ipropromote na yun ang inyong SWA business. Automatically, ang kailangan nyo lang gawin ay mag-invest 17 minutes a day. Not every day, 3 days a week lang po. 17 minutes a day blogging about your life, about your experiences, about the lessons you've learned. Kasi yung goal nyo po is to help people. Give them useful, informative, or entertaining articles. 17 minutes a day. Ngayon, ang tanong, paano kung 17 minutes na hindi ka pa nakakapag-complete ng blog post ninyo? Okay lang, i-stop. And then, the next time, you continue. So, if it takes you 34 minutes para gumawa ng blog post, ibig sabihin yan, at 17 minutes a day, it will take you 2 days to produce one blog post. Okay lang po yan. Kasi, habang nagtatagal, over time, before you know it, marami ka nang nailagay na blog post sa inyong blog. Okay? So, 17 minutes a day, blogging. 3 days a week lang. You don't have to do this every day kasi ayaw po natin ma-burnout kayo. At ayaw rin ni Google, ni Yahoo, ng mga tao na ang dami-daming blog post sa umpisa tapos noon tinamad na after 1 month, hindi na nagba-blog post. Pero kung magti-3 days a week lang po kayo, siguro mas tatagal kayo, consistent kayo, maipapakita niyo po kay Google na committed kayo sa pag-share ng useful, informative, or entertaining information with people on the internet. And they will reward you with visitors. Tapos nun, you'll invest only 3 minutes a day on Facebook talking about one of your blog posts. I-share ninyo sa Facebook ang isang blog post nyo. That will take you only 3 minutes. Tapos nun, 3 days a week. Huwag naman po everyday kasi mabobore po talaga ang mga friends ninyo sa Facebook kung panay-share lang kayo na share about your blog. Please, on Facebook, you have to be sociable. You have to be social. Talk about ano? Meron kayong nakitang cute na photo or cute na saying. Meron kayong ilalike na friends. Meron kayong babatiin ng happy birthday. Diba? Normal lang. Hindi naman po lahat ng tao sa Facebook ay blogger. So, napaka-weird po kung makita nila sa Facebook wall nyo, araw-araw na lang blog post nyo. Weird po yun. Dapat meron kayong sinashare na YouTube videos. Kaya nga po itong 3 minutes a day promoting your blog post on Facebook. At most, na 3 days a week. Ang assumption po niyan, everyday meron kayong nilalagay sa Facebook na hindi tungkol sa inyong blog. Do not turn your Facebook wall into a purely, here are my blog posts wall, no? Ang corny-corny po nun at mabibwisit lang po sa inyo yung mga Facebook friends niyo. So just be normal, Occasionally, kung gusto niyo pa nga, once a week na lang po kayo mag-promote ng isang blog post niyo, mas maganda pa nga yun eh. Okay? So, mangyayari, on Facebook, they will notice your shared blog link. I-click po nila yung link, mapupunta po sila sa inyong blog post. Kung matuwa sila sa inyong isinulat o ishinare sa inyong blog post, pagdating po nila sa baba, they will see your invitation for them to click your About Me page. Ilalagay niyo po, for example, what's this invitation? The above blog post or tip or story is brought to you by Juan de la Cruz, who enjoys helping people earn an extra income online. Check out my About Me page above. Okay? Ngayon sa intermediate or intermediate level ng blogging, I will teach you how to make the bottom part of your blog clickable para hindi na po sila kailangan mag-page up para mag-page up pa para lamang makita yung About Me page. Yung doon mismo sa ilalim ng blog post, pwede na po sila mag-click agad at magla-landing na po yung mga friends ninyo dun sa About Me page ninyo. So they go to your About Me page, they see the video, if they're interested, they click the advertisement, they click here for more information button, makita po nila yung sign up form for the email, they sign up, and then the email system ay automatically na imamarket yung SWA for you. And that's how you will earn, no? By making use of this effective and automatic marketing system that has already been created for you, a current or even a future member of Team Manny Villoria. So, paano ba sumari sa SWA Ultimate? It's a one-time access fee for the SWA Ultimate Online Library of $55 or $2,500. Pwede niyo pong isend yung payment via Western Union, LBC Express, or via bank deposit at BPI, BDO of Union Bank, dun po sa account ni Mr. Francis Chavez. Siya po ang CEO ng SWA Ultimate. Tapos, you will go online to register your SWA account. So, ano po yung link na yon, no? For SWA? Yun po yung SWA referral link nung tao na nag-introduce po sa inyo sa SWA. At matatagpo nyo po ang SWA referral link inside the emails na natatanggap po ninyo dun po sa SWA-Pinoy email list. Paano po natatanggap ang commissions? Pagka meron na po kayong at least $20 in commissions, pwede po kayo mag-log in sa inyong SWA website or member website gamit po ang inyong SWA username and password. Tapos dun po, pwede po kayo gumawa ng request for payout. Ngayon, ang assumption po dito, nilagay nyo po sa inyong SWA account profile ang inyong payout details. For example, gusto nyo po bang ang payout nyo, i-deposito nila Francis Chavez sa inyong Philippine bank account. So, dapat nandun ang inyong BDO, BPI, Union Bank, or Metro Bank bank account details. Ito pong mga commissions ninyo, while in dollars, i-convert po muna into pesos bago i-deposito sa inyong Philippine bank account. It takes them around 5 business days. 5 business days, so wag po bilangin natin ang Sabado at Linggo. Para ma-process at i-deposit ang commissions nyo, 5 business days from the time na nag-request for payout po kayo. Ngayon, kung gusto nyo po matanggap yung inyong commission via Western Union or LBC Express, dun po sa payout details sa inyong SWA member site, itatype nyo po yung inyong full name. Kasi posibleng yung full name nyo ay iba sa short name na nilagay niyo dun sa SWA account niyo. Iba po yung SWA account name sa payout details name. You will need the full name. Dapat magmamatch po ito sa inyong government issued ID para maklaim niyo po yung commissions that will be sent via Western Union or LBC Express. Ngayon, lehitimong kumpanya ba ang SWA Ultimate? Una-una, ako po, si Manny Villoria, ay hindi isang abogado. I am not a lawyer. So, ang alam ko lang po na ang grupo ni Francis Chavez, nag-set up po sila ng isang offshore corporation in a country outside the Philippines. Doon po sa Central America, that's the country of Belize. Marami pong maibang kumpanya na nagsiset up doon due to tax protection reasons, privacy reasons. Ang name po ng kumpanya is the Supreme Wealth Alliance Corporation. Ako po personally, sinubukan pong mag-set up ng international business company sa Belize. Nag-apply po ako online. You can do it online. At sinabi ko doon sa mga taga-Belize, I want to register the name Supreme Wealth Alliance Corporation. Tapos in-inform po ako ng mga Belize registry people na yung Supreme Wealth Alliance Corporation ay nirehistro na po noong August 1, 2012. So mukhang talagang nirehistro nga nila talaga sa Belize yung Supreme Boat Alliance Corporation. Yung SWA Corporation na yan, ang nakalistang corporate address ay sa 5th floor ng Marina Towers sa Belize. Ngayon si Francis Chavez, meron po siyang single proprietorship company. It's called Chavez at Enterprises. Nakarehistro po yun sa DTI at yung address po nun ay nasa Parañaque City sa Pilipinas. Meron po ba silang physical office? Wala po, kasi hindi naman po physical product yung ang tawag dito, yung online library of e-books. Pero technically, yung kanilang office ay nasa Belize. Okay. Tandaan po natin na nire-recommend ako po that you consult with your accountant or lawyer for financial or legal advice. Kasi po itong MP3 audio file na to is purely for information purposes. So may nagtatanong, Manny, I want to join directly under you and not under someone else. Ito po, no? Please join under the person whose SWA referral link ay yung nakita nyo po dun sa loob ng SWA-Pinoy emails. Posibleng akin po yung link, posibleng link po ng iba. Pero please, kung ano po nasa emails na natatanggap po nyo, show your support and gain good karma points. Good karma po yan kasi in the future, kapag ang inyong SWA referral link naman ang nag-a-appear dun po sa loob ng mga SWA-Pinoy emails na matatanggap ng inyong mga blog readers or video viewers, ng inyong mga Facebook fans and readers, at least, sa'yo na mapupunta yung credit. Diba? Ayaw natin na didiretso po sila sa akin. At least, meron po tayong mga records na based sa SW-Pinoy email list. Makita natin kung under kanino po talaga nag-sign up yung mga tao when they join the email list. At yung email list na yan, you can take advantage of it. Gawa na po yan, automatic, for you as a member of Team Manny Villoria. Okay? So, kahit hindi po ako yung direct ninyo, as in direct na direct, you will still enjoy Team Manny Villar online marketing training tulad nitong audio na ito na pinapakinggan po ninyo. And you will learn from me. Tandaan po natin, ito po ang internet. And I can train and help you kahit saan po kayo, kahit saan bansa, kahit anong oras pa, kahit tulog po ako. Kasi nga, internet po ito, hindi po natutulog ang mga website. And this will work. Kasi kayo po mismo, you have a burning desire to succeed online. Kaya po kayo nakikinig hanggang ngayon, eh kasi talagang gusto nyo pong mag-succeed online and you're willing to learn. How long has it been? At least 20 minutes na. Ngayon, alam po natin na seryoso po kayo tukol dito. At ang pruweba ay nakikinig kayo sa audio na ito at binasa nyo po yung 9-page PDF document. Remember, readers are leaders and you are the kind of person we are looking forward to working with. So, kung gusto po ninyo kumita ng extra income mula sa internet, kailangan po ninyo mag-share ng useful, helpful, or entertaining things online. At hindi lang po yun, dapat nakalink po ito sa inyong about page para yung mga taong nagpapasalamat sa mga ginawa ninyo, sa mga ishinare nyo online, will return the favor by supporting you in your business, kung anumang business ang pinopromote po ninyo sa inyong about me page. Kaya napaka-flexible po nitong sistema na ito sapagkat if you want to promote a different business, let's say hindi na SWA, pwede nyo pong i-edit yung single page na nyo, yung simply edit yung about me page nyo at pwede nyo nang i-promote ang ano, real estate kung gusto mag-promote ng kahit na anong business opportunity online. Kasi ang ginawa po ng blog nyo ay i-promote nyo po muna ang inyong pangalan. Remember, build your name first and your business second. So, kung seryoso po kayo about becoming a Pinoy online marketer and entrepreneur, please contact me at facebook.com/Manny Villoria. We look forward po to having you as part of Team Manny Villoria soon. Ako po si Manny Villoria ng Villar.net. Maraming salamat po at mabuhay tayong lahat.